Actually, that's a good North. That's a good name.
Yeah, I like Norse.
I might switch.
Scott Wells over here then with Norris.
Josh Norris. Norris. Yeah, like Norris. Chuck Norris. Right. Only it's card tricks, not karate.
So that's right. Card tricks, not karate. So it's, Cardati.
We'll work on it.
I think there's something there. Possibly.
I got a brand coming
tell
up.
Tell me, okay. So tell me what you've done then with the session.
So we're themagicsession.com. It's a place basically where we do online lectures. So guys will Skype into us, and we can actually broadcast out remotely to everybody else, to the audience, wherever you are in the world. You can tune in and see lectures of
live
magicians here in the U.S.
Right.
Yeah, live. And if you're elsewhere, you know, you can catch the magicians here, or if you're in the U.S., we bring on guys from over in Europe as well, so it's really the best of both worlds. You get to see the magicians you never would unless you live there.
And they're archived too, I guess you can go back and watch.
Yeah, and so it happens live, and right now they're about once a month, but on top of that, they're also recorded. So if you miss the live one, if you're in China and it's, you know, the middle of the night, you can log on the next day and you can watch it on demand, and most of the videos are generally posted within 24 hours. The other thing we do is we have a live video chat room. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you have something you're working on, you literally can pop in. There's almost always somebody
like
in there.
Like Skype or what?
Yeah, no, it's literally a video chat room that we've got integrated into the site.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, where other people are there. You can share moves you're working on. It's almost like having a magic club experience where you can go in and session with other guys, get feedback, or just show something you're working
session.
On. Yeah. So this really started from what we did as kids sessioning at conventions. You know, it's usually for us, the highlight was always what happened after hours. You know, you hang out in the lobby and the magic you'd see and working on card tricks with other guys. So it's really that experience, but virtually. So it's about getting together and collaborating. But we also have the organized lectures. And then a final thing we do is we have a Magic Marketplace product review show. So we get shipments from Murphy's Magic of all the new products that come out. And we try to give the most honest reviews we can. And that's always a good thing. Yeah, and we're
some
not a magic
are crap.
Shop.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing invested.
So, you know, we really try to be as honest as possible and let you know exactly what you're getting with all these products that are coming out on the market. And the last thing is we have essays from other magicians that are contributed. So we have 3-4 new pieces of content every week, and it's all free. Really, you should definitely check it out.
Okay. Yeah, for you guys who have, and I have from time to time, so I know everything that you're talking about. And they've also got, for the UK, there's a session going on their time, which are like...
Yeah. You know. So we have an international jam session that happens...
Tuesdays?
On convenient hours for those guys as well.
What, is that Wednesday or Tuesday?
That's on Wednesdays.
Wednesday nights, right.
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. their time.
Right.
So you do the conversion. It's UK
whatever,
time.
Wherever you happen to be.
Wherever you happen to be.
You're listening to this then right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, it's not so much we've seen. The magic session sort of evolved beyond the lectures and the articles. It's really become a community.
Yeah.
And the beauty in this whole thing for us is that it's people are forming genuine relationships. We're here at the convention meeting people for the first time.
Face to face, you've seen
who
them.
We only know through the internet, and it's a wonderful experience. And we've had guys who literally live in the same town who've been doing magic for 10 years and never knew each other, and they met through our website, and they maybe lived a few minutes down
limits.
The street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so it's just a wonderful way to meet other magicians. And if you don't have a magic shop in your neighborhood, you can still get that sense of camaraderie that you get by visiting a magic club or a magic shop.
Right, even if you live like in a very small town in the middle of Iowa or wherever.
Yeah, you know, I think the magic industry has really seen a dramatic shift as it's gone more to the internet. Shops are disappearing, and I was lucky enough to have grown up in Baltimore, Maryland, where we have one of the best magic shops in the world, which is Denny and Lee Magic Studio.
That's right.
Denny Haney is just a brilliant, brilliant performer.
And he's giving...
an honest, genuine person.
Yeah.
And, you know, the beauty is you can walk in his shop, and there's always magicians there and hanging out. Any time of day, you can go meet other guys. And I was kind of spoiled coming up. I didn't realize that other magicians didn't have this where they were. So the truth is, these days, unless you're near a Tannins or a Magic Castle, you might not have a place to congregate with other magicians. And so this is really our solution to that.
Now, the lectures and everything that you're doing, how does that differ from what Theory 11 is offering? It seems like they've got...
Theory 11 is doing recorded content, so they're producing instructional videos. We're doing traditional magic lectures, the kind of lecture you would see if you went to a magic shop or a magic convention. We're very similar to EMC.
And you can you text questions to
them? Yeah, so if you've attended the Essential Magic Conference, it's similar in concept. The difference is that our events are done remotely. Theirs were done in studio as a convention where all the lectures happen at the same time in the same place, our events happen remotely. So if there's a magician in Canada that our audience wants to see,
right,
we literally can he can broadcast from his home through a webcam to our entire audience.
Gotcha.
And our events are throughout the year and throughout the weeks rather than once a year. I think EMC is a fantastic concept as well. This is a slightly different model, but it's what I'm trying to say, it's more comparable to an EMC than it would be a Theory 11 or a Paper Crane.
Right.
Those are production companies and magic shops. We're really about lectures. More
well, similarly,
lectures,
you know, when I was working with Jeff Hobson and the Lecture Network, TLN, you know, that
yeah.
was something that was recorded. Well, they had that, like on Sunday nights, it was a live lecture, and you can
yeah, you know,
text
I,
and things.
I talked to Jeff. I went to his lecture in Hagerstown, Maryland, and I really feel as though, unfortunately, he was ahead of his time.
Oh, he was. He knew that.
He was ahead of
yeah.
his time.
Yeah.
He had technology that only
a few people had.
The largest broadcasting companies had.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the problem was that broadband internet wasn't widespread enough. That's why you're now seeing, the reason you now see a magic session or an EMC is because it's not the technology wasn't there. It was always there. It's that people at home now have the bandwidth to actually stream video.
Right.
And that technology wasn't there. It wasn't as widespread as it is now where everyone has broadband connections.
Right.
So that's really enabled. It's really an issue of timing. The technology's always been there. And we're in an age where people can literally stream from their iPhone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds great. And I appreciate you giving us a little bit of an update then over there then, too. Let me ask you then also, Josh, what is your magic word?
What's your magic word?
Yeah.
I say go.
Go.
I say go.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was asking Sean Farquhar, and he said easy.
Okay.
You know, so I'm always, my podcast is called The Magic Word. So I'm often, I like to know what people are talking about. What's go? I love
That's
it.
Mine.
That's good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Josh. That was Josh Norris. Scotty out.